Krishna Book, Canto 12, Rukmini, Chapter 54, Scene 1. Prajumna and Mayavati kill Shambhara. It is said that Cupid, who was directly part and parcel of Lord Vasudeva, and who was formerly burned to ashes by the anger of Lord Shiva, took birth in the womb of Rukmini, begotten by Krishna. This is Kamadev, a demigod of the heavenly planets, especially capable of inducing lusty desires. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, has many grades of parts and parcels, but the quadruple expansions of Krishna, namely Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha, are directly in the Vishnu category. Kamadev, or the Cupid demigod, who later on took his birth in the womb of Rukmini, was also named Pradyumna, but he cannot be the Pradyumna of the Vishnu category. He belongs to the category of Jiva-tattva, but for special power in the category of demigods, this Pradyumna was part and parcel of the super prowess of the Vishnu Pradyumna, and that is the verdict of the Goswamis. Therefore, when Cupid was burnt into ashes by the anger of Lord Shiva, he merged into the body of Lord Vasudeva of the Vishnu category, and in order to get his body again, he was begotten by Lord Krishna himself. He was directly released from Krishna's body into the womb of Rukmini, and was born as the son of Krishna, celebrated by the name Pradyumna. And because he was begotten by Lord Krishna directly, Pradyumna's qualities were most similar to those of Krishna. There was a demon of the name Shambhara who was destined to be killed by this Pradyumna. This Shambhara demon knew of his destiny, and as soon as he learned that Pradyumna was born, he took the shape of a woman and kidnapped baby Pradyumna from the maternity home less than 10 days after birth. The demon took Pradyumna on the 6th day after his birth and threw him directly into the sea. But, as it is said, whoever is protected by Krishna, no one can kill, and whoever is destined to be killed by Krishna, no one can protect. So, when Pradyumna was thrown into the sea, a big fish immediately swallowed him. Later on, this fish was caught by the net of a fisherman, and the fish was later on sold to the Shambhara demon. And in the kitchen of the demon, there was a maidservant whose name was Mayavati. This woman had formerly been the wife of Cupid and had been called Rati. When the fish was presented to the demon Shambhara, it was taken charge of by his cook, who was to make it into a palatable fish preparation. Demons and Rakshasas are accustomed to eating meat, fish, and similar non-vegetarian foods. And similarly, other demons like Ravana, Kamsa, and Hiranyakashipu, although born of Brahmana and Kshatriya fathers, used to take meat and flesh without discrimination. Now, this practice is still prevalent in India, and those who are meat and fish eaters are generally called demons and rakshasas. When the cook was cutting the fish, he found a nice baby within its belly, and immediately the cook presented him to the charge of Mayavati, who was an assistant in the kitchen affairs. This woman was surprised to see how such a nice baby could remain within the belly of a fish, and the situation perplexed her. Just then, the great sage Narada appeared and explained to Mayavati about the birth of Pradyumna, how the baby had been taken away by Shambhara and later on thrown into the sea and so on. In this way, the whole story was disclosed to Mayavati, who had formerly been Rati, the wife of Cupid. Mayavati knew that she had previously been the wife of Cupid. So after her husband was burnt into ashes by the wrath of Lord Shiva, she was always expecting him to come back again in material form. This woman, Mayavati, was engaged in cooking rice and dal in the kitchen. But when she got this nice baby and understood that he was Cupid, her own husband, naturally she took charge of him and with great affection began to bathe him. Miraculously, the baby very swiftly grew up and within a very short period of time became a very beautiful young man. His eyes were just like the petals of a lotus flower. His arms were very long, down to his knees, and any woman who happened to see him became captivated by his bodily beauty. Mayavati could understand that her former husband, Cupid, now born as Pradyumna, had grown into such a nice young man. And so naturally, she also gradually became captivated and lusty. She was smiling before him with feminine attractiveness and expressing her desire for sexual unity. Pradyumna therefore inquired from Mayavati, "How is it now possible that first of all you were affectionate like a mother, and now you are expressing the symptoms of a lusty woman? What is the reason for such a change?" And upon hearing this statement from Pradyumna, Mayavati replied, "My dear sir, you are the son of Lord Krishna. Before you were 10 days old, you were stolen by the Shambhara demon and later on thrown into the water and swallowed up by a fish. In this way, you have come under my care. But actually, in your former life as Cupid, I was your wife. Therefore, my manifestation of conjugal symptoms is not at all incompatible. Shambhara wanted to kill you, and he is endowed with various kinds of mystic powers. Therefore, before Shambhara again attempts to kill you, you please kill him as soon as possible with your own divine powers. Since you were stolen by Shambhara, your mother Rukmini Devi has been in a very grievous condition, like a cuckoo bird who has lost her babies. Rukmini is very affectionate towards you, and since you have been taken away from her, she has been living like a cow aggrieved over the loss of its calf." Mayavati had mystic knowledge of supernatural power. Supernatural powers are generally known as Maya. And to supersede all such supernatural power, there is another supernatural power, which is called Mahamaya. Mayavati had the knowledge of the mystic power of Mahamaya, and she thus delivered to Pradyumna this specific energetic power in order to defeat the mystic powers of the Shambhara demon. Thus, being empowered by his wife, Pradyumna immediately went before Shambhara, challenging him to fight. Pradyumna began to address him in very strong language so that Shambhara's temper might be agitated and he would be moved to fight. At Pradyumna's words, The demon Shambhara, being insulted, felt just like a snake feels after being struck by someone's leg. A serpent cannot tolerate being kicked by another animal or by a man and immediately bites his opponent. Shambhara felt the words of Pradyumna as if they were a kick. Immediately Shambhara took his club in hand and appeared before Pradyumna to fight. In great anger, Shambhara began to beat Pradyumna with his club, just as a thunderbolt beats a mountain. The demon was also groaning and making a noise like a thundering cloud. Pradyumna protected himself with his own club and eventually struck the demon very severely. In this way, the fighting between Shambhara Asura and Pradyumna began very seriously. But Shambhara Asura knew the art of mystic powers and could raise himself into the sky and fight from outer space. And there is another demon of the name Maya, and Shambhara had learned many mystic powers from Maya Danava. Shambhara thus raised himself high in the sky and began to throw various types of nuclear weapons at the body of Pradyumna. In order to combat the mystic powers of Shambhara Asura, Pradyumna remembered another mystic power known as Mahavidya, which was different from the black mystic power. The Mahavidya mystic power is based on the quality of goodness. Understanding that his enemy was formidable, Shambhara took assistance from various kinds of demoniac mystic powers belonging to the Guyakas, Gandharvas, Pishachas, snakes, and Rakshasas. But although the demon exhibited his mystic powers and took shelter of supernatural strength, Pradyumna was able to counteract Shambhara's strength and powers by his superior power of Mahavidya. When Shambhara Asura was finally defeated in every respect, Pradyumna then took his sharpened sword and immediately cut off the demon's head, which was decorated with a helmet and with valuable jewels. And when Pradyumna thus killed the demon, all the demigods in the higher planetary systems began to shower flowers upon Pradyumna. Thus ends chapter 54, scene 1, Pradyumna and Mayavati kill Shambhara. All glories to Krishna book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Yashomati nandana braja bara nagara gokula ranjana kana. Gopi purana dhana madana manohara kaliya damana vidhana. Amala harinam amiya vilasa Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The following are notes by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti on this section of Krishna book. When Cupid's body was burnt to ashes, Rati worshipped Lord Shiva to obtain another body for Cupid. Shambhara, having also come to Lord Shiva for a benediction, was recognized by Shiva first, who told him, You should now ask for your benediction. Struck with lust at seeing Ruti, Shambhara replied that he wanted Ruti as his benediction, and Lord Shiva complied. Then Lord Shiva consoled the sobbing Ruti, telling her to go with Shambhara, and in his very home she would attain her desire. Thereupon Ruti bewildered Shambhara with her deluding power, and taking the name Mayavati, remained in Shambhara's house untouched.